The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the show.
Do you know what today is?
Tuesday.
Well, back to work.
You're always working.
Always working.
What's your secret?
What's the secret of your success?
One word.
One word.
Working.
No, it's two.
Always working.
Wow! Really?
Oh, that.
Scientists have determined that the secret is to drink lots of coffee.
Yeah, I can see that.
You ready to start?
What in the hell was that all about?
Holy Testicle Tuesday.
Hey! They're not children. They're not adults. They're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
All right, here we go. Let's do it, you dumb bitches. Let's just relax on that for a little while. You know? It was funny the first 2 years. For God's sake.
It cracks me up every time.
You have to go out. And people just shake your head at you.
Oh, man.
It's like, this guy cannot. No wonder they won't let the kids listen to us.
It's fine.
I like the kids.
I don't think they're gonna learn anything from this show. Let's be honest. They should be reading books and not listening to Brock and Hunter in the morning.
They want to.
It's like, we're like that like uncle in the family that the parents are just like, just don't listen to anything he says. That's fine. That's the role we've taken. Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
There you go. That's a better.
Yeah. I think it lacks a little zest.
Good morning, yeah. Southwest Michigan.
That's just ranch. I like zesty ranch. Put a little zesty ranch on it.
No, you're more of a straight up like Tabasco,
hey,
ghost pepper kind of a
good
guy.
Good stuff. Nice flavor. Puts a little sting on the tongue.
Sets your tongue on fire.
A little sweat on the brow.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. Getting to it. We got a lot to do today. So make sure you stick around. We got some giveaways. We're going to talk about... what are we talking about this morning? I totally forgot. I just blanked on what is our topic for today?
No, you're too busy insulting our listeners.
Oh yeah! Food that tastes good hot and cold.
Cold, yeah.
This is kind of bringing me back to my college days where cooking kind of took a back seat. If you could eat it cold, it was usually part of your major food groups.
Oh, I don't have to cook it?
Perfect.
That's perfect.
Someone else cooked it before. Now I can just eat it at any temperature. Room or cold.
It's the college way.
I like it. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on and a whole hell of a lot more. So stick around, won't you? Let's get it going, though. Guns N' Roses. You know they're touring in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
They're out on the road. I've never seen Guns N' Roses. I want to see them. But I'm not taking you, though.
Come on.
I'm going to get like 100 tickets and you're not getting a single one.
Yeah, I see. It's expected. It doesn't even hurt me anymore.
At this point, you're just used to it. Right. So hopefully we'll see him in 2020. Right now, it's Mr. Brownstone. It's the Blamby Morning Show on WIRX. We'll be back. Hey, good morning. 6:14, it's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up,
Lyrics
kid?
Morning Show. Do you think we could get Rob Van Winkle to rap a song for us?
Are we that famous yet?
But it's, I mean, really, has he done much? I think he would probably take a paycheck.
I mean, he's feeling Vanilla Ice, though.
That's true.
He was in Ninja Turtles, too.
Even with all the problems that he's had, it's still Vanilla Ice.
He got to dance with Leonardo and Raphael on stage when Razar.
I feel, because you heard what happened to him not too long ago. He got in trouble for, like, stealing construction.
Hearts?
Stealing hearts, exactly. No, it's Rob Van Winkle. No, like, he got in trouble for, like, stealing construction material.
What?
Yeah.
Why? For his show?
No.
Didn't he have a show where he was, like, rebuilding things?
Construction stuff, yeah. Maybe that's what it was for his show. I don't know. But it didn't bode well for him, if you will.
Yeah, if you're a celebrity and kind of well-known.
Yeah.
Much like Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Don't steal anything.
No, that facial recognition bag.
It'll hit the tabloids.
He looked like Vanilla Ice. Uh-huh. Wait, I'm correct. He was Vanilla Ice.
I saw him hop a fence and he did that one leg kick thing. That's definitely Vanilla Ice.
Is the only robber with lightning bolts shaved in the side of his head.
Yeah, you know?
I don't know. But we'll see. Maybe I'll get a hold of his people.
That would be awesome.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. 6:15, talking about Vanilla Ice recording a song for us here. We got a busy day today, so I don't want to waste too much time. Mm-hmm. A lot of sports to talk about. Like, all the high school scores we're going to get
three to. Three pages.
I know. I told you. I printed it off 3 pages today.
It's a lot of sports.
It's a lot of sports, and we're going to read every single score. Should we do that, every single score this morning?
Let's do that.
We'll do a 15-minute sports break.
We'll start
It's going to be perfect.
We'll start with middle school.
I don't, do you got anything
soccer.
Else? Do you guys? God, I was so bad in middle school at soccer. It was terrible. Should have never been allowed on the field. All right. Well, why don't we just take a break then?
Okay.
And then we'll come back and do sports.
I like it.
All 35 minutes. Yeah. All right. It's the Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX. Sorry, we were talking about fireworks. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Fire.
Good fire. Yeah. Damn. That was a terrible.
What was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, gremlin.
Hey, fire. Yeah.
Gizmo?
I think so. It was Gizmo. I'm more of a Gizmo. Anyway, are you ready?
Yeah.
You going to make it?
I think so.
I know you sneeze. Are you getting sick?
I hope not.
Because you sneeze like 12 times in a row this morning.
I'll sneeze your way. Don't worry.
Don't cover your mouth, please. I want the coronavirus. Let's do sports.
I'm just gonna lick your microphone.
Oh, Jesus.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Jesus.
Sports this morning brought to you by.
Oh, yeah. Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light during basketball action, whatever you're watching.
Yep.
XFL action.
Little XFL. Did a little bit more research.
Yeah.
Research. The other day, yeah. Actually, got more to talk about that maybe later on in the week.
Because they'll have more games this coming. Yeah. Now, are they doing games Saturday and Sunday again?
Yes, okay. Yes, they do. Saturday and Sunday, I believe they do 2 and 2. There's 8 teams in the league right now. I learned that they make between 50 and 500,000.
Yeah, highest paid player, like quarterback, elite level, 500,000.
The QBs are the highest paid, and because they're under contract, they cannot go anywhere else throughout the year.
Yep.
So we'll see. Yep. And I did hear yesterday that the NFL is hoping that it'll be a pool to choose from.
Yeah, I like it.
In the future. And they Vince McMahon specifically said in a statement, I believe it was yesterday, that he doesn't want this to be, you know, the first weekend was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they like doubled the ticket prices of what, the AFL or whatever it is.
Yeah.
he said he doesn't want it to be just like this one weekend. He really wants it for the long haul.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
What else is going on?
Moving on, NBA last night. The Hornets beat the Pistons 87-76. The Nets beat the Pacers by 1 point, 106-105 there. Tonight, the Bulls going to be in Washington playing the Wizards at 7.
Bulls.
Moving on, NHL last night, or I'm sorry, tonight, the Red Wings are going to be in Buffalo playing the Sabres at 7 o'clock. The Blackhawks over in Edmonton playing the Oilers at 9 o'clock. Major League Baseball is considering expanding the playoffs to nearly half the teams and allowing higher-seeded wildcard teams to choose opponents.
What?
The playoffs could grow from 10 teams to 14 under the plan. You know what? Here's my opinion. Baseball needs to do everything they can right now to bring the sport back to some dignity.
Yeah.
Bring the sport back to whatever's going to bring the fan back into it.
Mm-hmm.
After what happened with the Astros, now some other stuff's getting released of other teams.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's just kind of walking on eggshells right now, kind of looking over the shoulder. Do you know something? Are we cheating? Do you know if we're cheating?
Yeah.
Who's cheating? Are you cheating?
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a weird thing with baseball right now. Not to mention, you know, we could spice some baseball up a little bit.
It's pretty much remained unchanged since it started in like 1885.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be interesting to see. There has been a lot of controversy in baseball throughout the years,
mm-hmm.
going all the way back to the Yankees, what, in the 20s?
Yeah.
You know?
Here's what we do. XFL, XLB.
Oh.
We come out with a new league, man. You know what we do? We crank them out of the park.
Steroids
are allowed. You know what? If your arms aren't 20 inches, I'm sorry.
You're not making the
team.
You're
not on the team, dude.
I love it.
You just got to crank it out of the park. You know, we can have cameras everywhere. Let's cheat as much as you want. If everybody's cheating, it's not cheating, right?
That's true. That's true. If everyone has the same advantages.
Everybody's on the same page here.
I don't like that they're going to add more teams. Doesn't that just mean more games?
They already play enough games.
Yeah, they already play enough games. Honestly, they should tone back the games.
They should.
You know, make a game a little bit more important.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like watching baseball during the regular season because, well... Huh. Doesn't it's, really No.
Until one game, it really doesn't matter.
The first, 30 games?
I mean, every game matters. I know people screaming at the radio right now. I get it. I understand. But you know what I'm saying,
exactly.
too.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I'm right there with you. I think they need to, because they always do, these double headers. Why do you need to do two games? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe
why can't we just do a home run derby?
Yeah.
Just every show day. Me what I want to see.
Everyday home run derby.
You know, XLB. How about that? We'll do 9 innings, just straight up.
One guy per inning.
We're gonna lob it to we're gonna lob it to you. But yep. Man, you gotta crank it out of the park.
Well, you get 3 pitches?
How about we go distance too? If you get it the farthest, you get something
else. Well, or what you could do is instead of just it's a combined feet distance. Mm-hmm. So
how about this? You just don't have any outfielders, right? It's a straight up home run derby. But in the outfield you have some big targets. So you can actually aim at targets. You can aim, for the stands.
Yeah.
You know, you can aim for the big bullseye that's...
I like that, because if you're a trick hitter, let's say you don't got the size,
but
you can pinpoint that...
Which are worth a lot of points.
Yeah.
That's how you rack up some points.
I like that. And if you hit the pitcher in the head with the ball and
everybody,
kill him...
Everybody can drink.
Yes.
On the field. That's fine.
And then you do...
kind of like a basketball kind of rule from Trey and Matt Stone.
Seventh inning stretch is just chicks in yoga pants stretching.
Dude. See?
Dude, this people would
We're
watch.
We're bringing baseball back.
This
here.
Is it. This is America's game now.
You know? Hell.
We'll work on more
and
details.
And very cheap beer. I forgot to say
it. Oh, yeah. Very cheap.
I'm talking like dollar beers.
Yeah. 50-cent beers.
Look, people are getting excited right now.
That's right.
I can feel it through the radio. You guys are like, this is actually pretty good.
You're allowed to yell, hey, Dias! You bum!
XLB, I love it.
All right, we'll be back with more sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 101.UIRX. Everything that rocks.
Aw, snap.
Aw, snap.
6:37, it's Brock, it's Hunter. Good
morning. What's up?
Today, we got a high of 33, partly sunny. A bad
strain.
Something strange. You came in too soon.
No, I didn't.
You did. You blew
no,
it.
No, I didn't.
You sound like such a moron.
Ah, dang it.
Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 20. Tomorrow, chance for some snow building, 2 to 4 inches possible.
All right. I thought we weren't going to do the weather until April.
No, I need to because we're actually going to get some weather now. Friday's going to be cold as balls, dude.
Yeah.
High of only 18 on Friday.
Snow then, huh?
No,
absolutely not.
There's a chance for some snow there. Yeah. Snow in the next couple days.
Just admit it. We're not getting a winter this year.
No, it's going to happen. May. A nice May winter. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a nice snowy May. Anyway, it's cold. We'll do an extended look at the forecast with WSBT here in a little bit. Right now, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, following Dee Snider's recent remarks that AC/DC would make for a good Super Bowl halftime show, comes a petition to make it happen, and Dee has signed it himself. The petition was started by rock fan Gina DeLisi, who says, quote, it's been a while since we've had some real metal played at the halftime show for the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. All the music artists have done a great job and should play the show, but they all need a turn. It's time for some rock and roll. And who better than AC/DC to play? They are coming back together, making new album and possibly touring again. This would be perfect. Come together, metalheads, and get this going. Dee Snider of Twisted Sister is with us.
100% agree.
I do, too.
Here's why. This is why.
Why?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Or what was it this year? Shakira
and J-Lo. Yeah.
You love Shakira and J-Lo, don't you?
Nice asses.
I have no idea. Hey, name a Shakira song, would you? No idea. No, I know a J-Lo song, you know?
Whenever, wherever, we're meant to be together. I'll be there and you'll be here.
See, here's the thing. You and I and our buddies, not really rallying around Shakira.
No.
Not really rallying around J-Lo. All right, which I understand. So you got to play to the demographic, right? Mm-hmm. AC/DC, rock and roll.
Yeah.
You can ask any female. And I'm just using females as an example. Yeah. Not because females don't like rock and roll. I'm not saying that, so don't get all mad.
Mm-hmm.
In this building, and they'll tell you an AC/DC song.
Oh, for sure.
100%. It is more demographically fitting to have AC/DC play a halftime show
absolutely.
Than some kid band.
Yeah.
Or some, you know, like a J-Lo. I get it. She's huge. But I don't like J-Lo.
I'm surprised that AC/DC has never done a halftime show. You think about it. Back in Black.
Dude, it's
album,
a perfect band for
you. Shook Me All Night Long. Back in Black.
I just want to hear, are you ready? They've been playing
are
that.
Are you ready for a good
dude,
game?
I love
it's such that. A great
it's
song.
It's perfect yeah. for football.
Ooh.
And they're playing. Ooh. They're playing it on like Monday Night Football. Yep. Is that what it was? Monday Night Football?
I think it was Monday Night, yeah.
I mean, dude, it's just a perfect band for it.
I think they would 100%. Be great. It's the Back in Black is only behind Thriller as far as worldwide album sales. So you have Michael Jackson's Thriller, and then you have AC/DC's Back in Black.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
If they were to say Metallica, mm-hmm. I would be like, I would love it.
Yeah.
Yes, it's awesome. But maybe not too demographically fitting.
I'm right there with you.
You know, totally it's too agree. Heavy. It's yep. too heavy for yep. some people. And AC/DC is different. It's the most middle ground rock and roll badass band. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying middle ground.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like by demographic.
Well, it's so good that everyone loves it.
Absolutely.
Everyone knows You Shook Me All Night Long. Everyone knows yes. Back in Black. Everyone yeah. knows those. TNT. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone knows those songs. And think about it, too. You got Brian on there. We'll throw Axl in there.
Dude.
He did that, and they were able to do some deep cuts that they haven't done in a while. I'm all for it.
It's perfect. It's a perfect band.
It's probably not going to happen. It's going to be Justin Bieber, some garbage like that. Yeah. But I'm signing this petition, bro.
Yeah.
We should. You know what? And I'm going to share it.
Share it.
On our Facebook page. Go sign this. Let's make AC/DC happen in 2021.
You're badass, man.
I love it. All right. There you go. Well, nice job, everybody.
Yeah.
Way to go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
This actually works out. There wasn't a whole hell of a lot in the rock history, but speaking of Super Bowl, on this day, 1986, the single Super Bowl Shuffle by the Chicago Bears Shuffling Crew was certified gold by the RIAA.
Nice.
I love it.
Super Bowl Shuffle.
It's just start no scuffle. We're just here to do the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Such a terrible song.
It got certified gold, man.
You know,
that's the way gold is. I think 500,000 copies.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, that's when the Bears were pretty badass.
The only time they were ever badass.
Oh boy, here comes Packer fan.
Yeah. Now I lost all the Bears vote for AC/DC.
Right.
There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
5WIRX. Now.
Okie dokie. Then. You ruined it. Anyway, it's time for Useless Trivia, brought to you by Noel LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery. I was just there on Saturday. They were doing one of their boils. Mm-hmm. The smell alone, it's still in my nostrils.
It's a bowl.
A bowl. You know, mean old alligator going to have a smile on his face. Seriously, get out there, check them out, dude. They are gearing up for Mardi Gras. They got a lot of great Mardi Gras specials going on right now. They got the King Cake, which is awesome. So good. Mm-hmm. And if you got a party, a Mardi Gras party, a Fat Tuesday party coming up, they want to cater for you. They cater as well.
So yeah, shrimp ball, crawfish ball, potato ball,
shrimp gumbo.
All kinds of ball.
It's very good. Your useless trivia for today. Big happy birthday to Sarah Palin. Oh, don't you know? She turns 56 today. Still looking hot.
Yeah.
In the adult film, Who's Nailin' Palin, which adult film star plays Sarah Palin? In the adult film.
Didn't you interview her once?
I did. That's the only hint you can give away. I have interviewed the adult actress that played Sarah Palin.
Did you seek this question out because of that?
I saw it was Sarah Palin's birthday, and I wrote the question myself.
Why'd you make me leave the studio like 5 minutes ago?
Hunter, get out of here real quick. In the adult film, Who's Nailin' Palin, which adult film star plays Sarah Palin?
Me.
Is it A, Jenna Jameson,
me.
B, Sienna West, or C, Lisa Ann?
Giggity.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. In the adult film, Who's Nailin' Palin, which adult film star plays Sarah Palin? A, Jenna Jameson, B, Sienna West,
swing.
Or C, Lisa Ann?
Swing.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. I'm surprised at how fast these phone lines are lighting up, you perverts.
Right.
Call now to play and win. I got that gift certificate and golf show tickets. Hey, good morning.
And now, the winner of Useless Trivia.
Your Useless Trivia. Are you going to do the... He got to. Your useless trivia for today. Big happy birthday to Sarah Palin, turning 56, still looking hot.
Yeah.
She's a MILF. MILF. Actually, she's a GILF now.
GILF.
In the adult film, Who's Nailin' Palin, which adult film star plays Sarah Palin? Never seen the film.
Me.
Let's get a winner here. WIRX, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Lisa Ann.
Lisa Ann, that is correct, you little pervert. All right. Nicely done. Have you seen the film?
No.
It's quite good. The plot line is very, very good. Anyway, you got it right. What's your name?
Vicky,
where are you calling from this morning, Vicky?
Benton Harbor,
you know we're number one there, right?
I didn't know that.
Oh, well, now you know. Well, because you have extensive knowledge on adult films, you're my big winner. Got yourself that gift certificate to Nolaru and tickets to the golf show. What station hooked you up?
WIRX.
Yeah, there's a scene in there where a Russian tank breaks down in Alaska, and so the Russian Kremlin, I guess, coming and like, oh, our tank broke down. And I don't know what that was, more of an Arnold. And she's like, sure. And then she bangs the two Russian guys.
Yeah.
Hey, by the those way, relations.
Our winner, Vicky, there is part of Vicky Page and her band. Big news coming up, and well, I'll talk about that here at some point during the week.
Okay, very nice.
Get details together, and a big shout out to Vicky. What's up?
You gonna tweet the deets? I love it. All right, there you go. That's our big winner. Next chance to win tomorrow, same place, same time. Let's do news.